第六个致命的罪。
This afternoon we will study the sixth deadly sin.
啊，就是懒惰。
That is laziness.
啊，似乎在美国要讨论这个题目，听起来好像不太切实际。
It seems it's not necessary to discuss this topic in the United States.
因为这是一个竞争很激烈的社会。
Because this is a highly competitive society.
一懒惰就被淘汰了。
If one become lazy, he will be quickly flunked.
所以似乎是不需要讨论的一个题目。
It appears unnecessary.
但是我们过的是两种生活。
However, we know we live two kinds of life.
一个是世界的生活。
One is worldly life.
一个是灵性的生活。
The other is a spiritual life.
所以我们在查考这个题目，可以从世界的观点来了解，也可以从灵性的观点来看。
So we can look at this topic from both the worldly view and the spiritual view.
所以懒惰会致命，不一定是指着肉体的命，有时候是指着灵命。
When we say laziness is fatal, it's not necessarily physical, fatal to physical life, but it is fatal to spiritual life.
所以懒惰的代价是相当的高。
So the cost of laziness is high.
也有可能人在这个世界生活非常的拼，非常的努力。
It's possible a person is very diligent in his worldly life.
但是在灵性生活非常懒散。
But he is very lazy in spiritual life.
这绝对有可能。
This is very likely to happen.
但是反过来就不太可能。
But the reverse is unlikely.
就是一个人在灵性生活非常追求，但是在世界生活很懒惰，这不太可能。
It's unlikely that a person is very diligently pursuing in the spiritual life, yet become lazy in the worldly life.
因为如果在灵性非常追求，这个属灵有一个美德就是勤劳。
Because one of the spiritual good spiritual quality is diligence.
所以如果灵性非常追求，相对他在世界上一定很认真。
So if a person is very diligent in his spiritual pursuit, he will also be diligent in his worldly task.
懒惰会使一个人的生活很消极、消沉。
Laziness can bring a negative and passive life.
所以在世界上的懒惰，我们世界的生活就很消沉。
If a person is very lazy, then he doesn't have any motivation in his worldly life.
如果我们有机会去非洲
if you have an opportunity to visit Africa,
你就看到那个机场哦，那个这里也睡人，那里也睡人。
You notice that in the airport, many people are sleeping there.
然后车子开出来，你在这个街道上到处都有人躺在睡觉。
And if you ride a bus and you notice that everywhere seems that people are sleeping.
然后你到乡下去啊，树下好多人在那里睡觉。
If you go to countryside and you notice many people sleeping under the tree.
因为天气很热。
Because the weather is very hot there.
我们知道孔子有一个学生啊，昼寝，昼寝就是白天睡觉，被孔子骂得很惨，朽木不可雕。
We know that in the ancient time, Confucius has a student who sleep during daytime. He was severely rebuked by Confucius.
因为古代的这个社会啊，是日出而作，日入而息。
Ancient society, people use daytime to work and nighttime to sleep.
太阳下山就要休息，没有电灯。
When sunset, everybody has to sleep because there's no electricity.
啊，太阳上升就要工作。
When sunrise, everybody work.
所以。这个昼寝呢，白天睡觉懒惰，这个在古代这是一个非常大的这个缺点。
So if a person sleep during daytime is considered a very bad habit.
这是朽木不可雕，没有办法造就之材。
And this person is useless.
所以懒惰能够使一个人沉睡。
Laziness can cause people to fall asleep.
我们现在看箴言十九章。
Please refer Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言的十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
十五节。
Verse 15.
箴言十九章的十五节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15.
说懒惰使人沉睡，懈怠的人必受饥饿。
Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless man goes hungry.
因为这个懒惰没有一个目标，没有一个责任感，没有一个压力在身上。
A lazy man has no responsibility, no goal of his life.
那最好就是倒下来这样懒懒散散一直睡下去。
So only thing he does is to fall asleep.
属灵上也是这样属灵上如果懒惰灵性会沉睡。
This also happened to the spiritual life. If a person is spiritually lazy, it will cause his falling asleep, spiritually.
那个优推古可能灵性不太追求。
Eutychus perhaps is not a person of good spirit.
大概也没有，如果有圣灵，大概也不太充满。
Even he has Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit not be filling in him.
你看保罗一直讲到好激动，讲到很感动人，讲到天亮，优推古也被沉睡的灵充满。
Paul was actively preaching until daybreak, and yet Eutychus was full of sleep.
So Eutychus 不止肉体在睡觉。
So Eutychus not only sleep physically.
Eutychus 灵在睡觉。
He also sleep spiritually.
那因为灵在睡觉，所以肉体听不到。
Because his spirit is sleeping, he cannot hear the words of God.
Eutychus 就是窗户掉下去了。
So he fell down from the window.
就吊死，跌死了。
And he actually got killed.
所以他也很出名，圣经也留他的名字。不过这是不太好的。
He became a famous man in the Bible. It's not a good reputation.
所以懒惰会让人沉睡啊，灵性上也这样，昏昏欲沉，在灵性上没有兴趣啊，提不起精神。
A person is sleepy spiritually means that he has no interest in anything.
我们看二十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 26.
箴言二十六章。
Proverbs chapter 26.
十四节。
Verse 14.
从十三节开始。
Starting from verse 13.
懒惰的人说道上有猛狮街上有壮士。十四节。
14.
门在枢纽转懒惰的人在床上也是如此。十四节这样说。
Verse 14 says that
说懒惰的人在床上就好像门在这个枢纽里面转。
A lazy person turns on his back is like a door turned on its hinge.
这个门因为有一个轴所以转来转去那个门才不会脱落。
Because there is a hinge on the door, when the door turns, it will not fall apart.
那个懒惰人在床上滚来滚去，滚来滚去就是滚不起来就是门在枢纽上转。
And likewise, a slugger, he is tossed and turned on the bed, but he never gets up.
圣经里面说，主耶稣一大早就到旷野里面去祷告。
The Bible describes Jesus, wake up early morning and went to wilderness to pray.
他在灵里面很警醒。
That is, he is very alert, spiritually.
在灵里面很追求。
He has great pursuit in his spirit.
在灵里面很渴慕。
He has great longing in his spirit.
所以天一亮，那个渴慕的心就让他起来，就开始去追，去祷告。
So at daybreak, he went out and prayed.
那人如果没有这个灵里面的追求，
if a person does not have a spiritual pursuit,
上班的时间当然很早就起来了。
Of course, during weekday, during work, he wakes up early.
没有上班的时间就爬不起来了。
But, during weekend, he could not get up early.
但如果我们有一种灵里面的追求，
if we have this, spiritual pursuit within us,
那有时候我们睡到差不多，身体已经恢复了，赶快起来，因为一个礼拜都没有好好祷告，赶快起来祷告。
So when we sleep enough, we get up and then we try to pray.
有一次有一个弟兄跟我去非洲。
Once a brother went with me to Africa.
我跟他闲聊，在了解他的家庭生活。
So I chatted with him about his family life.
他说他实在很忙，他每天回到家里差不多四点钟。
He said he's very busy. He get home every day almost 10 p.m.
然后每个礼拜天，他自己家里有祷告会。
But every Sunday at home he has this prayer meeting.
自己家人一个钟头
，so his whole family member get together pray for an hour。
礼拜天早上
，and that happened in Sunday morning。
我们可以想，一个人每天这样一大早到十点才回来礼拜天应该是睡大觉才对。
Supposedly a person works so late every day until 10 p.m. he may want to sleep late during Sunday.
但他的灵啊，有一种追求的心。
But his spirit has this yearning to pursue.
所以睡觉够了，起来，全家叫起来祷告。
So when he sleep enough, he just asks everybody get up and pray.
那马太福音二十五章在讲十个童女。
The Matthew chapter 25 mentioned about the parable of 10 virgins.
那五个童女就是沉睡。
Five of them are fall asleep.
这是很自然的，因为夜已经深了。
It's natural that they fall asleep because it was deep, late in night.
但是另外五个童女就很警醒。
The other five were very watchful.
那个童女就是指我每一个信徒。
The virgin here represents the believer.
啊，信徒可以分作两种。
There are two kinds of believers.
夜已经深了，有的就很想睡了。
When it is late in the night, people want to fall asleep.
夜越深了，就越暗了，世界越黑暗，被罪恶所覆盖着越深。所以有的信徒世俗化，灵里面就一直睡觉。
This signifies that when the world becomes darker and darker, their spirit is shadowed by the darkness, and they become spiritually sleeping.
但是有的信徒知道，这个社会啊，罪越来越深，就是晚上越黑越暗。已经白天快到了，耶稣快来了。
On the other hand, another group of believers realized the darkness in this world represents Jesus coming very soon, and so they become very alert.
所以要赶快警醒祷告，预备油在器皿里面。
So they stay awake and prepare oil in their vessel.
所以这个属灵的懒惰会使人丧失灵命啊，因为会使人灵里面沉睡，肉体也沉睡。
So this the spiritually lazy person will lose their spiritual life.
肉体有时候因为灵里面没有警醒，也会沉睡。
And their physical body, because of lack of alertness, they also can fall asleep easily.
另外一个例子就是克西马尼园的祷告。
Another example is the prayer offered in Gethsemane.
主耶稣带三个门徒去祷告。
Jesus brought three disciples to pray with me. With him,
这个三个门徒祷告就开始睡觉
，and these three disciples start sleeping.
也真的是夜已经深了。
It was very late during the night.
就开始睡觉
，and they started sleeping.
但是主耶稣知道苦杯在前面。
However, Jesus knew that a bitter cup awaits him.
这是神的旨意
，and this was the will of God.
这是爱最大的表现，要喝苦杯。
The greatest expression of love is to drink the bitter cup.
所以他要警醒祷告。
So he must be watchful and pray.
但这三个门徒就是灵里面睡觉。
However, the other three disciples were sleepy in the spirit.
所以没有警醒的心啊，连肉体也睡觉。
Because of lack of heart or alertness,they fall asleep physically.
祷告睡觉得不着能力。
So, because of they are spiritually sleepy, they couldn't receive strength through prayer.
因此，面对挑战的时候，就否定了耶稣。
So later, when they face challenges, they deny Jesus.
他们想要得永生。
They would like to receive eternal life.
但是他们不愿意跟耶稣上哥哥他。
Yet they do not want to follow Jesus onto Golgotha.
因为在祷告的时候睡觉。
Because they fall asleep during prayer.
而这个懒惰，灵性懒惰会使人沉睡，在属灵的追求上沉睡。
So the spiritual laziness can cause a person fall asleep easily.
我们现在看箴言二十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言的二十一章。
Proverbs chapter 21,
25节
verse 25.
说懒惰人的心愿将他杀害，因为他的手不肯做工。这个地方说懒惰的人他的手不肯做工。
Because the hand of a sluggard refused to work, it will put him to death.
所以这个做工很认真，他就是很殷勤的人。
So those who work are diligent people.
那为什么懒惰的人不肯做工？
Why is that the sluggard refuse to work?
因为怕受苦。
Because they were afraid suffering.
我们看箴言二十章第四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20 verse 4.
箴言二十章的第四节。
Chapter 20 verse 4.
懒惰的人因为冬寒不肯耕种，到收割的时候他必讨饭而无所得。
A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but find nothing.
冬天很寒冷啊，所以出去做工很辛苦。
During winter time, it's very cold. It's very hard to work outside.
所以留在家里面是最好。
It's so comfort to stay at home.
这样就不要受苦。
And then he can avoid hardship.
但是到收割的时候，他就无所得。
However, at harvest time, he has nothing.
因为他不准做工，所以他就无所得。
Because he refused to work and there's no harvesting.
所以人要有收获就是要从勤劳来的。
So we can see the good harvest is a result of diligent working.
那在属灵上也是这样的。
This also happened, this applies to spiritual aspects as well.
如果人在属灵上懒惰不肯受苦，我们在神的工作上就不肯牺牲了。
If a person in spiritually is lazy and does not want to suffer and he will not work.
所以马太福音二十五章里面在讲这个三个按才干分银钱的比喻。
So in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus mentioned this a parable of talents.
那五千的再去赚五千。
The servant received 5,000 talent, earned another 5,000 talent.
所以他很努力。
And he worked diligently.
后来他就得到奖赏。
So he received reward.
再可以进到神的国享受福气。
So he can enter the kingdom of God to enjoy blessing.
那两千的他也去赚两千。
And the man with 2 talents, also, earned another 2 talents.
这个也很勤劳，也被迎接到里面去赚，去享受永生。
He was very faithful and diligent. He was welcomed into the kingdom of God.
但是只有那一千的他没有赚钱。
But only the one received one talent did not earn anything.
那主耶稣不满意这个一千个。
And the Lord was not satisfied with this servant.
虽然他只领一千的银子。
He only received one talent.
他所收的所得到的并不多。
He did not receive much from the Lord.
但是圣经怎么说这个人？
But how does the Bible describe this person?
马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
主人回答说：“你这个又饿又懒的仆人，你知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有撒的地方要聚集。”二十七节。
27.
就把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候也可以怜悯带来收回，夺过他一千来给那有一万的。所以主耶稣在形容这个没有做工的，说是又饿又懒的仆人。
The Lord described the servant who did not work as the wicked, lazy servant.
所以将来审判这变成一个标准。
This become the standard of a judgment.
我们从神领受恩赐。
We receive talents and gifts from the Lord.
就是领受责任。
And that is, we also receive responsibility from the Lord.
恩赐有大有小。
The talent and the gift may be great or small.
所以工作的果效有大有小。
And so is the result of work.
所以有时候没有办法比较。
We should not compare with each other.
因为恩赐大小不同。
Because the talent we receive from the Lord is different.
但是这个一千的没有做工。
However, this servant that received one talent did not work.
白占地图，没有结果。
He occupies the land in vain and did not produce fruit.
所以是不是叫做又饿又懒，就被赶出去了。
So the Lord rebuked him as the wicked and lazy servant, and he was cast out.
那有时候我们在家里面也是一样啊，有几个孩子，你看有的孩子特别认真，有的就比较懒。
Sometimes if our family has several children, we'll notice some of them are diligent, some are lazy.
有的很认真的，自然会帮忙家事；有的懒了，你叫他做，你走了他就停了。
Some are diligent, they will help household chore, and the lazy one will not do.
因为懒，就是真就怕苦。
Because of laziness, a person is afraid of suffering.
所以人就不愿意动。
And the person is not willing to even move.
那因为这个样子啊，所以如果我们懒，我就没有办法去爱别人。
Another thing is laziness causes us not to love people.
为什么？
Why?
因为爱别人要牺牲。
Because to love means to sacrifice.
要付代价。
A love comes with a great price.
那如果我们懒不愿意受苦，我们怎么会去可以去爱别人？
A lazy person does not want to suffer. How can he love people?
你看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25 again.
马太福音二十五章的四十五节。
Verse 45.
王对回答说：“我实在告诉你，这一些事，你们既不坐在我弟兄中最小一个，就不坐在我身上。”所以说，有一种山羊它没有办法被接到天国去。
This verse describes the goat cannot be taken to heaven，
因为它不坐在一个弟兄的身上，需要他的弟兄的身上。
Because they did not do this thing for the least of the brothers。
好，我们仔细看到底他需要什么。
What thing do they need to do?
我们看41节。
Let's refer verse 41.
王又向那左边的说，你这个被咒诅的人，离开我进入为魔鬼和他所持者所预备的永火里面去，因为我饿的你不给我吃。
42.
我渴的你不给我喝。你看这个人饿了，要给他吃，要给他喝，你要给他吃，要给他喝，你要煮啊。
In order to love this person, for example, when he's hungry, you need to feed him. In order to feed him, you have to cook.
所以煮饭本身也是很辛苦的。
So to cook in the kitchen is a labor and task.
我们在教会里面有轮过煮饭的都知道煮饭很辛苦。
If you have been ever serving in the kitchen, you know the kind of work involved.
所以因为这样现在素食变成很流行了。
This is also why nowadays fast food become a fashion.
特别那个 microwave 那种的，
especially
买一个冷冻来 microwave 两三分钟就可以吃。
Especially you buy those frozen food and then you can just heat it, in the microwave oven.
所以这些人说，主耶稣说，我饿了你不给我吃，我渴了你不给我喝，我想就是懒惰了，这煮太辛苦了，干脆的不要。
So for these goat, they did not feed hungry because they were lazy.
43节，我做客旅，你不留住我。
Verse 43, when I was a stranger, you did not invite me in.
因为留客旅很麻烦。
Because to take in a guest or stranger is a very, very troublesome.
你要安排新的被单，又要注意这个，要注意那个，很多麻烦。
You have to prepare a bedroom and blanket and everything.
所以人就是不要接待，那就省麻烦了。
So you may think, well, I just don't want to invite this person to my house. It's too troublesome.
其实这个就是懒惰。
And so the feeling of afraid of a troublesome task is actually a feeling coming from laziness.
有时候不只是 privacy 啊，顾虑 privacy 的问题。
Sometimes the reason you don't want to accept a stranger is not just for protect your own privacy.
怕麻烦。
Its main reason is you are afraid of troublesome tasks.
但是前面那个绵羊啊，他就说我饿了你给我吃，然后我做客旅你就留住我。
On the other hand, another group of believers, the sheep, they fed the hunger and welcomed the stranger to their home.
所以有时候我们看教会里面呢，很喜欢接待人，我们真的也是很感动哦。
So when we see brothers and sisters in the church willing to invite a visitor to their home, is I'm very very touched.
因为大家都很忙，上班回来也很累，你愿意在额外的一些精神力量去准备，来让这个我们接待的人过得很舒服，这真的也是一种爱心是勤劳。
Because everybody has a busy life.To invite guests to their home incur more work to them, and so this has to be done through love.
四十三节下面一句，我病了，我在监牢里面，你们不来看我。
And verse 43, the Lord said that When I was sick, you did not visit me. When I was in prison, you didn't look after me.
啊，病了就在医院里面呢。
To be sick means to be in hospital.
你看呢，我们到八月好热。
Let's imagine, let's see, so how hot in the month of August is.
连那个海水浴场的人呢都减少了。
Even the people going to beach is decreased.
那何况说如果有一个人生病我们要去看他多辛苦。
So it's a very, it's a very suffering task to be outside during this hot weather, especially visiting the patient.
所以人怕苦人就懒懒你善事就做不出来。
If a person is afraid of suffering,If a person is afraid of suffering, then he would not do all these deeds of love.
所以只有勤劳才有办法爱人。
So only a diligent person has the capability to love people.
因此人一旦懒有这个缺点会连带另外一个缺点就是你没有办法爱人。
So if a person becomes lazy, he would not be able to love other people.
那圣经说知善不行就是罪。
The Bible tells us,If we know something is good and we do not perform it, and this is a form of sin.
我们有能力接待人，我们没有接待。
We have the ability to invite a stranger in, yet we did not do it.
我们有东西可以给那个没有的人。
We have something we can share with others.
我们有时间可以去看那个生病的。
We have the time, yet we did not visit the sick.
这个都是善。
Okay, all these deeds are considered a kind deeds.
但是就是因为我们自己怕牺牲怕吃苦所以这个善做不出来就是罪。
And however, because we are afraid of suffering, and we did not perform all these good deeds, and this is a sin.
所以人懒呢不只是说自己反正我没有占到谁的便宜。人懒呢跟神的关系就不好了。
So when a person becomes lazy, his relationship with God will not be good.
因为善没有做就是罪，那跟神的关系就有一个阻碍。
Because a lazy person does not want to perform any good deeds, and thus become an obstacle in his relationship to God.
那人懒啊，常常很多借口。
And another thing is, when a person becomes lazy, he is full of excuse.
我们看箴言二十二章十三节。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13.
箴言22章的13节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13.
懒惰人说外面有狮子我在街上就必被杀。
The sluggard said there is a lion outside or I will be murdered in the street.
哦很危险哦出去有狮子。所以我只好停在家里面。
He said, it's very dangerous outside, I'd rather stay at home.
其实这只是一个借口。
Actually, this is merely an excuse.
所以有时候我们发现我们自己有时候也会懒了一下。那懒了一下当别人在问我们的时候我们也会找一些理由啊。那个就是借口。
Sometimes we find ourselves, become lazy, and people inquire us, we try to find an excuse.
因此在世界上你找不到一个人啊你的一件事情没有做完啊他会跟你讲说啊因为我很懒惰我没有听过这样。
You never find people saying that the reason he did not finish his task is because he's lazy.
都是有一个理由。
Everybody has some excuse.
那他从圣经看起来这个就是借口。
These are excuse.
所以有的人啊一直都是明天啊做什么啊明天一直把工作一直推到明天。
Some people try to postpone their duty to tomorrow.
Mr. Tomorrow, 明天先生。
He become Mr. Tomorrow.
但是如果我们能够把握今天这是最好的。
But if we can make good use of today, and this is the best.
因为今天才是我们的，明天你睡觉起得来起不来，这没有办法控制。
Because we have only today, we are not sure whether we can get up tomorrow or not.
我们健康的时候多做善功，牺牲一点，因为有一天你年老了或者你生病，你想做也没有机会。
While we are healthy, we should perform more good work. Because when we become sick or old, we do not have ability to do anymore.
我曾经访问过几个已经病得很严重的信徒。
Once I visited several believers who have become very ill,
他们真的从心里面讲的话
And they told me these words from their heart.
如果主耶稣再让我活活，让我健康起来。
If Lord Jesus allow me to become healthy again,
我要实实在在去爱神跟爱人。
I would like to do my best to love God and love people.
他讲那个话，我听，我知道他是从心里面讲。
When I hear their words, I know these are words truly from their heart.
过两三天就离世了。
Unfortunately, several days later, they pass away.
所以有时候我们有那个能力，因为我们怕苦不做，但是这个是一种机会，过去就没有了。
So sometimes when we have the ability, this is actually an opportunity for us to love people.
So
an opportunity can pass very quickly.
所以要把握今天。
So we must take hold of today.
有力量，有金钱，有时间，有体力，有精神，哦，做得到尽量做。
While we have the energy and the time and the health today, let's do it today.
这个叫勤劳。
This is a diligence.
那因为人懒惰就无所得。
And also, a lazy person gain nothing.
请看箴言十三章。
Please refer Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言十三章。
Proverbs chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说懒惰的人羡慕却无所得。啊，殷勤的人必得丰裕。
The sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the desire of the diligent are fully satisfied.
好像啊，中国有一句古语说啊，你到你到那个河流旁边看了很多鱼啊，你一直羡慕，你不如退下来赶快去织网吧。
There's a saying that to simply crave at riverside is not good. You better use that time to make some net to catch the fish.
所以心里一直羡慕，但是我们不愿意付代价，你发现得不到。
Merely craving your heart, yet we are not willing to pay the price, and we get nothing.
比方说，我们很希望我们的子女信仰很好。
For example, we desire that our children have a good faith.
那第一个，我们要带领他们过信仰生活。
Then first, we must lead them to live a life of faith.
每一天带领他们祷告，带领他们读圣经。
Every day we lead them to pray, we lead them to read the Bible.
但大家知道，下班以后大家都很累，很希望休息。
We know that every time we get off from work, it's very tiring. We want to rest.
所以我们心里是很羡慕。
Even though we have this wish in our heart.
啊，我们的孩子如果像南下的孩子，信仰这么热心，不晓得多好。
We say, it would be so wonderful if our child has this good faith like the other children.
但是我们在很疲倦的时候，我们没有克服一下。啊，来做带领的工作，你就无所得了。一直到我们孩子一直长大到大了，信仰还是很不好，无所得。不是我们不羡慕，我们没有勤劳。
However, when we are so tired, weary and tired, we cannot overcome our flesh and to teach our child, and so in the end, their faith did not grow.
先看第十章箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
啊，箴言第十章的第四节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4.
说手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。
Lazy hand make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth.
这个在属世上有时候是这样，在属灵上更是这个样子。
This is true both physically and spiritually.
因为在属灵上，人如果要有看不见的富足，这个人在属灵上要很勤劳。
If a person desires the unseen wealth in heaven.He must be very diligent.
把神给我们的恩赐好好的发挥，把神托付我们的工作好好的做。
That is to diligently fulfill the responsibility God has given to us.
我们看十二章箴言十二章的十一节。
Let's refer Proverbs chapter 12 verse 11.
耕种自己田地的必得饱足，追随虚浮的却是无知。
He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment.
田地可以指着我们的信仰。
Land can represent our faith.
可以指着我们家庭。
It can also represent our family.
可以指我们教会。
It can represent our church.
辛苦的去耕种，你就会得到满足。
If you work hard on this land, you will have abundant harvesting.
那追随虚浮的是无知。
But he who chases a fantasy lacks judgment.
虚浮就是这世界上这些虚幻啊，这好像这些啊、哦、 超过情理这种欲望的满足、哦、这个虚浮。
Fantasy or vanity represent things unreasonable desire of a heart in this world.
用很多的时间在娱乐。
For example, you spend much time on entertainment.
懒散的坐在那娱乐。
You just lazily sit there enjoying all kind of entertainment.
不愿意耕种自己的田地。
Yet you are unwilling to work on the land, your own land.
那到最后就无所得了。
In the end, you receive nothing.
我们再看27节。
Let's refer chapter verse 27.
懒惰的人不拷打。不靠打猎所得的，殷勤的人却得宝贵的财物。
The lazy man does not rose his game, but the diligent man prizes his possessions.
所以箴言三十一章才讲这个才德的妇人。
Proverbs chapter 31 also talk about the virtuous woman.
圣经里面说祖宗钱财是不这个财产是祖宗所存留的，所遗留下来的。
The Bible says the wealth is passed from our parent.
但是才德的妻子是神所赐的这种恩典。
However, a virtuous wife it really is a great blessing from the Lord.
那三十一章里面在讲这个才德的妇人有三个特性。
There are three characters of this virtuous woman.
当然这也就反过来讲也可以讲弟兄了。
This also applies to brothers,
因为这两个都是适用的。
Because it applies to both husband and wife.
第一个就是很有智慧。
First, wife a noble character has a wisdom.
因为她开口就讲智慧话。
Because whenever she talks, she say a wise words.
第二个就是很有爱心。
Secondly, she is full of love.
第三个就是很勤劳。
Thirdly, she is very diligent.
这是箴言三十一章讲才德的妇人三个很重要的条件。
And this is the three important character of a virtuous woman.
我们看二十六节。
Let's refer verse 26.
她开口就发智慧，她讲的话很有智慧。
And she speak with wisdom.
什么叫做很有智慧
？What is wisdom?
照圣经的道理来讲，就是有智慧了。
If you speak according to the teaching of Bible, you are speaking wisdom.
他的舌头有仁慈的法则。
And a faithful instruction is on her tongue.
New King James 是翻作仁慈的法则。舌头有仁慈的法则。26节。
Verse 26.
也就是说讲话带有爱心。
That means her tongue is full of love.
因为人的话有时候像剑会刺人的。
Because sometimes a man's word is like an arrow can pierce people.
那才德的妇人有仁慈。
Yet a virtuous woman has kindness and love.
很勤劳二十七节。
Verse 27 shows her diligence.
观察家务不吃闲饭。
She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
所以儿女称赞她有福，丈夫也称赞她。
Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her.
所以这个才德的信徒就是有一个很重要的美德，就是勤劳不懒惰。
So a woman of great virtue, the characteristic is she is very diligent.
那人如果懒惰就不能够掌权了。
If a person is lazy, he or she will not have authority.
先看箴言十二章。
Let's refer Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章。
Proverbs chapter 12.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
说殷勤的人手必掌权，懒惰的人必服苦。
A prudent man keeps his knowledge to himself, but the heart of fool blurs out folly.
怎么读的？十二章二十四节，对吧？
Verse 24, chapter 12. Diligent hand will rule, but a lazy hand enslave labor.
也就是说，你在一个公司里面，殷勤的比较容易当主管，你如果懒惰，你一定在下面当部下。
That is in a company, If you are a diligent man, you are wise, and but a lazy person will be become a rude.
我们仔细看啊，一个公司里面的 CEO 一个礼拜上班几个小时。
If you look at the CEO of a company, notice how many hours he puts at his work.
我想一个人如果一个礼拜上班40个小时，不可能当 CEO.
If a person merely works 40 hours a week, he cannot become a CEO.
所有这个爬得比别人高，都是比别人用更多的时间在他的事情上面。
So the person, the reason he rises in his ranks is because he spends much time at his work.
啊，圣经里面说，但以理忠心办事。
The Bible describes Daniel as a diligent person, very responsible person.
所以但以理后来变成主管。
That's why he become a great officer.
那有时候在教会里面也是这样的。
This also happened in the church.
当然我们教会是没有权的。
Of course, in the church, we do not have this power.
但是在教会里面负担重要的圣工啊，不能够懒惰。
But in order to bear great responsibility in the church, one cannot be lazy.
这样我们才有办法在教会里面来推行圣工。
And only a diligent person can do much sacred work.
那懒惰的人啊，荒废的葡萄园。
A lazy person also wasted his vineyard.
先看箴言24章。
Let's refer Proverbs chapter 24,
箴言的二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24,
三十节。
Verse 30.
我经过懒惰人的田地，无知人的葡萄园。三十一节。
31.
荆棘长满了地皮，刺草遮盖的田面，石墙也倒塌了。三十二节。
32.
我看见就留心思想，我看看就领了训诲。三十三节。
33.
再睡片时，打盹片时，抱着谈过片时。三十四节。
34.
你的贫穷就速速如强盗来到，你的缺乏好像拿兵器的来到。这个地方呢，说一个人经过懒惰人的田园。
This passage describes the author passed through the field of a sluggard.
我们刚刚已经提过，这个田园可以指的家庭。
Just now we describe field can represent our family.
就在灵性上啊，没有勤劳懒惰这个家庭。
That is a person if is he is lazy spiritually.
这个荆棘长满了地面。
And then it mentioned here a thorn has covered up everywhere in this field.
葡萄园应该是长葡萄的。
Vineyard is supposed to bear fruit, grapes.
但是因为没有拔草，所以荆棘长满了。
Because the farmer is not diligent. Remove the weeds, it's full of thorns.
那荆棘长满了，那个葡萄就长不出来了。
When the field is full of thorns, the grape cannot be produced.
就是没在家庭里面没有办法有这个属灵的果子来能够结出来。
This signifies that the family does not have spiritual fruit.
被很多世俗的荆棘所占满。
And the family is full of the thorns from the world.
那石墙也倒塌了。
And also,the wall was collapsed.
石墙就代表人的信仰，啊，人的神的话。
The stone wall was in ruin. This means that the faith is also collapsed.
没有神的话在内心。
That means there's no the words of God is not in the heart of man.
所以那个小狐狸进进出出，小狐狸把葡萄吃光了。
And so the fox entered the vineyard and ate all the grapes.
没有神的话在里面，魔鬼就进来了，把家里所有信仰吃光了。
So if a person's heart does not have word of God, and devil come in and take away their faith.
所以懒惰是会致命的。
So laziness is fatal.
特别是灵性是致命的。
It can kill our spirit.
非常非常的警醒。
We should be very watchful for this bad habit.
没有一个比灵性的灵命更重要。
And because our spiritual life is the most precious for us.
圣经说，土产增加乃凭牛力。
The Bible says the reason there's a great harvest in the field is because there's the labor from the ox.
启示录在里面在讲老底家教会。
The book of Revelation talk about the church of Laodicea.
大家觉得已经富足了。
They thought they were rich.
所以就不再追求了。
So they stop pursuing.
属灵上不再追求了。
So spiritually, they did not progress.
那主耶稣说他们是瞎眼、赤身、肉体、可怜、贫穷。
So Jesus rebuked them as the the blind, the naked, and the shameful one.
所以这个教会哦，有时候做几周年纪念，有时候是好的，但也很警醒。
So, when we have this anniversary in the church, we should be watchful.
如果我们把几周年聚会当作一种满足。
If we are merely complacent over this anniversary day,
发现周年纪念完，圣国也没有在进步啊。
But when the anniversary ceremony is over, the church will still not make a progress.
因为我们陶醉在过去的成果里面。
Because we are too we spend too much time complacent over our past achievement.
主耶稣叫老底家教会要追求啊。
So the Lord advised Laodicea Church to pursue.
要勤劳。
One must become diligent.
要买这个火炼的金子。
To buy, the Lord advised them to buy refined gold.
要买颜料，要买白衣。
They must buy self to put on their eyes and put clothes on their body.
所以这个教会里面绝对不能够有一个满足的这种现况。
So, in a church, we should try avoid a sense of complacency.
我们要过殷勤的生活。
Instead, we must live a diligent life.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's refer 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第五节
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5
从第四节开始
starting from verse 4
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们脱离从世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份第五节
verse 5
正因为这个缘故你们要分外殷勤
He knew the result of the worldly desire is corruption.
那从神来给我们一个极大宝贵的应许，从神要给我们一个极宝贵的应许。
But God has given us a great and precious promise.
就是要跟神的性情有份。
That through them we may participate in the divine nature of God
那要脱离情欲要跟神的性情有份就要分外殷勤去追求不是说洗礼完了、从水里面一上来情欲过去了神的性情就进来了不是这样
In order to participate in the divine nature of God we must be diligent It's not that after water baptism we will have God's nature automatically
所以第四节说
Verse 10 says,
说弟兄们更应该殷勤了。
Brother, my brother, be all the more eager to make your, make your calling, an election sure.
所以我们看这个保罗哦，不是这个彼得啊，年纪已经很大，他知道说我脱离帐篷快到，我已经快死了，他自己知道。
Peter at that time was at a very old age because he knew at the time he departed this earthly tent is near.
但是在灵性上追求，一直在努力。
However, spiritually, he was still very diligently pursue progress.
这是我们的榜样。
And this serves as a good example to us.
我们再看那个使徒路加福音第二章。
Let's refer Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章的36节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 36.
有一个女先知名叫做亚拿，是亚利法勒代支派的女儿。年纪已经老迈从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了七年就寡居了三十七节
37.
现在已经八十四岁了并不离开圣殿进食求求昼夜侍奉神你看这个女先知亚拿八十四岁
We can see that the prophetess Anna she was 84 years old
但是你发现她的生活非常积极
Yet she led a very a diligent life
昼夜禁食祷告在侍奉神
Because she worshiped God and day and night fasting and praying
这个就是我们的榜样
This again serves as a good example to us
我们要信主越久了这个追求的心越来越没有就我已经信了几十年应该像保罗像彼得要像这个亚拿 叫做亚麻。
We should avoid the situation that the longer we believe, the more the lazier we become. Instead, we should follow the example of Anna and Peter.
腓立比书保罗说：“我不是觉得我已经得着了。”
In a book of Philippians, Paul mentioned that not that I have again.
我是忘记背后，努力前面。
Actually, I forget what's behind and press on, take forward what is before me.
向着标杆直跑。
And running toward the guidepost.
保罗的标杆就是天国，就是主耶稣。
The guidepost of Paul is heaven, is Lord Jesus himself.
那个时候他灵性已经非常高了。
At time, he already had very high spirituality.
生死都没有关系。
He doesn't care for his life anymore.
看世界如粪土。
He considered the world as a dump.
一直在追求。
He continued his spiritual pursuit.
所以我们在灵性上不要懒惰，要殷勤。
So spiritually, we must be diligent, not become lazy.
殷勤才会多结果子。
Only diligent people will bear much fruit.
殷勤才不会失脚跌倒。
Only diligent people will not of a backslide.
如果灵性一直在追求哦，你不会跌倒。
If you continue your spiritual pursuit, you will not fall.
跌倒就是你停下来不追求就倒。
The reason one fall is because he stopped and then he backslide.
再来就叫丰富的进天国。
And furthermore, we want to enter kingdom of heaven abundantly.
在灵性上努力追求，你离世的那一天，神派天使来带你回到天国，享受福气。
Pursue to the very end of our physical life, God will send angel to take us home.
所以属灵上致命的罪，懒惰。
So today we study one of the deadly sin is to our spirit is laziness.
天国的恩典要勤劳去追求。
And the blessing of heaven belongs to those diligent seeking people.